Welcome to Maura for You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
Do you recognize love when you're in its midst? Well, we're going to talk about that today. And if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, you will definitely want to pay very close attention to this podcast on recognizing love. Right now, I am in the midst of the holiday season. So you may be listening to this podcast as soon as it airs, or you might be listening to it randomly at any time during the year. The reason why I was prompted to ask this question about love is that I was thinking about universal love. I was thinking about unconditional love, the very thing that makes this season so special in the hearts of many. I would say the very root and reason for the season would be one of love. And yet during this time, many people tend to view love in terms of maybe romantic love, maybe gift-giving love, maybe mother-child love or friendship love. But I would love to speak about, no pun intended, universal love and how we can all recognize it, not just during this season, but any day in our lives, and how we can not only recognize it, but convey it to others. I want to share with you my earliest recollection of actually recognizing, feeling, and internalizing love. I was a very little girl at the time, probably 3, 4, maybe 5 years old, living in our suburban neighborhood of split-level homes in northern New Jersey. Immediately next to our family's home, we got a new set of neighbors, and they were just moving in from nearby Jersey City. It was a mother and a father that I would put it around grandparents' age. They had a son who was already married and had 2 young children, a boy and a girl. And they also had a daughter who was unmarried and who was a practicing attorney. Her name was Jeannie, and she lived with her parents at their home. When they moved into the neighborhood, some of the funny things were this. Normally, when people move into the neighborhood, you see the neighbors welcome the new neighbors in. In this case, these people, the Gallagher family, were the new neighbors, and they made themselves the neighbors to all. I can remember going over to their home and being so surprised at feeling so incredibly welcomed. Even though they were grandparent age and they were grandparents to others, they insisted that my brother and I refer to them as aunt and uncle with their first names. As far as their young daughter, she was known as Aunt Jeannie. And so they treated everyone that came to their home as if they were family. My best recollection came during the Christmas holiday season. The Gallaghers decided to run a holiday party, and it was hosted down in their basement, which was a finished basement, quite nice with the paneling, built-in bar. I remember they had Christmas lights strung up. There was lots of piped-in music, and it was just a wonderful gathering place. I was all dressed up, as everyone would have been during that era, and I remember being mesmerized by the night. Now, it could have been because I was allowed to stay up a little bit later than normal, but I was taking in all of the joy of the evening. As I sat on the stairs having a Shirley Temple with my little friend, their grandson, Jimmy Miggett, the two of us watched as everyone came through the door. People were laughing, smiling, telling jokes, singing, and every time someone else came in, it was as if they were the only people invited, as if they were the special VIPs. So there were family members that came in, there were friends, there were neighbors, and there were also people invited to this Christmas party or this holiday party that decided to bring their own friends. And each time anybody came through that door, they were all welcome. These were not just words that I was hearing being spoken, but I could literally feel and recognize a love that these people manage to have for people beyond their immediate family or immediate home life that they naturally and very willingly and joyfully embraced. I never forgot that feeling of love. And when I think back to the idea of an unconditional love and the sense of what it produces, I never forgot it. It stays with me even today. It was so joyful to my sense of being that I could recall it right now as I'm sharing it with you. Imagine being somewhere in life around people that maybe you never knew before, never met, and yet they greet you, welcome you, and treat you as long-lost family, joyfully. That would be my idea of recognizing an unconditional love. I hope wherever you are that you too will give some thought when you're quiet and on your own back into your past. Ask yourself when you felt and recognized that sense of unconditional and fully embracing equal love for all. If you have, I encourage you to hold on to it and to carry it with you everywhere you go because the joy is so awesome. But even if you can't look back in your past and you've never recognized or been in the company of others who have shared that kind of an unconditional love with you, I want to recommend something. Give yourself opportunity to be inspired, to be the source of unconditional love to someone or others around you. You have no idea of how much you can change your life and the lives of others. The world and everyone in it is waiting to see, to recognize, and to experience that sense of unconditional love. And if there's one great thing that you can do during this holiday season, if there's one thing you could do to make every day feel like a holiday, it's to be the source of unconditional love that's given as a gift freely to those around you, whether they're people you've met before or people you've never seen. Well, before we go, I wish you wonderful holidays filled with unconditional love, no matter what day of the year it is that you might be listening. But before we leave, let's listen in to one other person share with us what their idea is of living happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura for You. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Sweeney, also Maura for You's daughter. I'm from Clearwater, Florida, but I currently live in Brooklyn, New York, working in photography. What makes me happy is having a house full of people who I love, all in my living room, eating way too much food that I probably spent the entire day cooking. My roommate and I, who you probably heard in an earlier episode, typically every Saturday start the day by cooking 4 different loaves of bread, some sort of like meat dish, fish dish, roast veggies, dessert, something from hand, something that just engulfs the entire apartment in fantastic aromas. And around 2 o'clock, oftentimes our friends will start pouring in one by one. We'll have different games that we play. We'll talk about everything from the biggest news of the day to the most trivial of topics. I couldn't think of something that makes me happier than being surrounded by the people who I love with food that I love. That's what makes me happy.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.